go to Psalm 139. We're going to talk some more about prayer this morning, but I want to, let's just read it. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off, my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path, compassest. I can't even say that word. They surrounded my path and my lying down, that are acquainted with all my ways. For lo, there's not a word in my tongue, but O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid my hand upon me.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
He wanted to know how to spell "lay."
Oh. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Now remember, this isn't about you. This is about Christ. But it's about Christ in you. As a different, as a new identity. I've heard more garbage preached in the name of God when they apply the Psalms or the Proverbs to themselves. You've heard me say many times, I've searched the Scriptures for over 40 years and I've never seen my name in it. Now, Pete's name is in it.
He's covered.
John's name is in it.
Yeah, we're covered.
There's no Gary.
No Gary's.
There's no Jeff.
There's Susanna.
So Sue is probably half covered.
He catches the edges.
But anyhow.
This is so poignant in the sense of course God knows everything because you're one with him.
He is one with him. No, I didn't.
Well, if you want to press it, it can. It's agreeable to me either way. It's not a
all right.
Intention. But the point is, how can he not know you? If you and he are Christ and he are one, and you're in Christ.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth, the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, darkness hideth not from thee, but night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Now, let's keep that in mind and go to Jeremiah 23, I think. We're going to spend a minute on this because it's Well, let's just look at one verse first, in verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his day Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteous. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land. Now, obviously, this is a promise, the promise of God to the seed. And that seed shall dwell in their own land. Now, if you remember the Melito of Sardi homily, the land of Israel after the flesh, or the land over there, or the temple over there, or the Jewish people over there, they lost their purpose when that which they revealed came on the scene. And so now the land is the New Jerusalem. That is, my people shall dwell in their land safely. At the same time, it's in Revelation, it says, all who dwell on the face of the earth shall be deceived. All who dwell on the earth are deceived. There is no exception. So whither shall I go from thy spirit? If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I ascend into the heavens, thou art there. Well, let's continue. I'm getting off track and I'll never finish. Now, the next section is about what are called the false prophets. And so let's see what this has to do with prayer and everything else we're talking about. Verse 9. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. Who is Baal?
Baal just means the Lord, right? Or it meant the Lord, but it was the false god.
It means God. But the question is, who is your God?
Society.
it's again, all of these Baal and Baalim, Baal is singular, Baalim is plural of Baal. Baal, the man of sin, the son of perdition, Jezaniah, the instead of Christ, you and I. We are the ones that cause the error. We are the ones that cause our the people, his people, to err, because we teach or prophesy unrightly. So unless this is seen to be applying to us, there can be no repentance. It's just, what about those other guys? Okay? Now, the one that's prophesying and speaking and worshiping and praying incorrectly is Baal, is the man of sin, is the son of perdition. And there's no escape of it. He can't be fixed. All right? In verse 14, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth... I can't help read evildoers, but think of President Bush, the evildoers. Talking about all of us. Anyway, now I lost my place.
Axis of evil.
Huh?
Axis of evil.
No,
he called it the axis of evil.
Oh, I know, but he
okay,
also...
Okay.
He used them both.
Yeah. Anyway. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return or repent from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not of the mouth of the Lord. Now, none of this will make any sense to you until you understand that it's you that are the one that is the false prophet, that's prophesying falsely, because you're paying attention to the Baal or the Baalim to guide you, to make judgments, to make decisions. It's all done with Baal. There's no exception.
This, I suspect, went back to the fall. When the fall took place, Baal took over for God, and that's who...
Yeah, instead of Christ, Baal, all the same. Right. It was then the evil one, the well, let's go on. I'm gonna get sidetracked here. Verse 16. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. Hearken not. This is another way of simply saying, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Cast down the imaginations and all of the high places that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ, and then having a readiness to revenge that disobedience. That scripture refers to this one here in chapter 13 in Ezekiel. Otherwise, we're never going to understand what our mind does. It's not subject to the law of God. It can't be. All it does, its purpose is to prophesy falsely, to give you false information, to give you information that's time dependent. Anyway.
That happens through my imagination all the time. Just almost daily.
That's why it says casting down imaginations.
Yeah.
You're not giving them a place, not giving them the slightest bit of importance. All right, let's go on. They say still, in verse 17, unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imaginations of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Now, it doesn't get any bigger than this. Our mind continually, they've deceived us. It's continual. We will have peace if we do X. We will have rest if we do X. We will have whatever. It's all cause and effect. It's all false. It's all prophesying. And it continues because the carrot and the stick, the carrot just takes different forms. It's the same carrot. It can never change. It's always leading you in a way that is not the way. And there's no exception. Your mind can't think about tomorrow correctly. Amen? A little bit?
Yeah.
What? That was a grimace. Well, do you think that your mind can see correctly?
I don't. My mind can't be trusted. I know that. But a definitive statement, I don't want to get started, really.
All right.
The purpose of the mind is to
deceive.
To deceive. That's its purpose. That's the sole reason. Sole purpose of its existence. That's all it does.
Right. I know.
I mean, again, I tell you, it can't be trusted. The result of my inappropriate behavior is dependent on my mind taking me someplace or because it deludes me. I know that.
But you think it has some good sometimes?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's pray that we know one way or another.
I have a carrot story. We're coming back from New York. After hanging around up there and living in a TV, we put the TV on top of our Volkswagen van, and the pole stuck out ahead.
Put the what on it?
The TV on top of the Volkswagen
TP?
Van.
We were living in a TP. This is an interesting story here.
Oh, this is BJ.
Yeah.
Before Judy.
Right.
No.
Before Judy.
Even BO.
Way BO.
Way BO.
Was this when you went to Woodstock?
It was that era. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't actually go there. But so I put the teepee poles and they hung over, and I thought I'll just put a bunch of carrots out there. I thought it would be a cheap thing to do. Well, we got arrested not too long. 100 or so down miles down the road. It was such a flag for the cops. And they put us in jail.
Did they think you were illegally hung rabbits?
I think they thought we were weird or something.
I think they were right.
But it was like a carrot. When you said the carrot thing, you know, the carrots were the what was coming, what was leading us is this dream that we were pursuing. So I thought it was appropriate for a bunch of carrots.
Verse 18, for who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind.
Grievous.
Even a grievous whirlwind.
He just wants to piss everybody off. Even a grievous.
No idea. I do that every time. That's the way my mind sees it.
That would be like my grandfather who always said, beautiful.
It's like when.
No, it wouldn't be like that at all.
It's like when Bush and Oli both say nuclear.
Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in this room. No. Even a grievous wind, whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the home, the head of the wicked one. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, till he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. Now, what does that mean? You shall consider it perfectly.
You'll see correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
You will see that there is not part of your mind, or which includes your emotions, that is trustworthy. It's not worth giving the minutest breath to. Our guidance is the cloud, not our mind. I have not sent these prophets, these you, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned themselves, repented. They should have repented them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets say, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man as to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. When I used to watch as much of these guys as, I mean, I had watched them every day. And it was interesting. Somebody would come along and have some harebrained idea, and before you could count to 100, the other guys were saying the same thing. But don't you understand? It's the same in our minds. It's the same in the human race. Now let's go to Second Thessalonians chapter 2. All right, this is the biggie. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. Notice that day shall not come, or it's all in italics. For except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now remember, that's you and I. Remember not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that it might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his presence. That's what happens in you when you truly know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is in you. Then this evil one is destroyed by the brightness of his presence in you. And you would rather die than use this thing ever again for anything. Now that's my prayer, that he be destroyed in each one of you by the brightness of the presence of the Holy One of Israel. So there's no more even a tendency to let this prophet of Baal have sway over you, so that you can be truly free. No more second guessing. No more minds going nonstop in the middle of the night. Then we can know how to pray. Then whatsoever we say shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Amen? And there's no place where he isn't. So no matter what situation you're in, you don't lean on your own arm of understanding for anything. We didn't get where I wanted to get, but we got some getting. Any response? Read Jeremiah 23 and Ezekiel 13 and see that it's not history, it's about us now. And if you can just a little bit agree that this thing's purpose is it's the prophet of Baal.
My takeaway from this is the danger that we expose ourselves to, not just in prophesying by word, but by prophesying by action. You're a hypocrite. You call yourself a man of God, and then you're not in your actions, and people will watch you because you profess to be a man.
Amen.
Of God, and this man of God is acting
just like a Gentile.
Like a Gentile. And so we lose credibility. We lose. That's as bad as a preacher telling people that he needs money. It's the hypocrisy of the situation. It's abhorrent.
And they call it, this is a faith ministry, and then here you have to send us your money.
Well, my point in this is that it's as much about action as it is about word.
And it's as much about thought as it is about words. It's more about thought than it's about words. Amen?
Lack of thought.
No, I'm talking about Baal.
No thought, no thinking.
All right, take it big time.